Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
The meltdown in governance at RTE last year underlined for many the importance of having the right people in state boards, people who are unafraid to speak truth to power. Unfortunately, the reports from Mazar about RTE may deter qualified and talented people from working in the public sector. All these issues are underlined today in a handbook from the Institute of Directors in Ireland, and Caroline Spillane is the Chief Executive of the IOD. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning, Joe.
Tell us, what does your IOD handbook tell us that we didn't already know?
Well, I suppose this handbook has been launched by the IOD to do, just as you said, it's to help people who are on state boards or who aspire to sit on state boards to really understand the governance framework that they operate within, and to, in practical terms, understand what the role of the board is, if they're the chairperson, what that role entails, and the role of individual board members. And then it goes into a lot of detail about how state boards should be governed. So it's really something to effectively, if you had a hard copy of it, sit on your desk or sit on your laptop, and it's a reference for you to consult as issues arise, or generally it's a very good resource for people who are being inducted into roles or want ongoing training.
Now, do you fear that the RTE board shenanigans will scare off clever people from state boards?
I don't. And the reason I don't is because we've asked our members whether they would be interested or consider still applying for state board positions, and over 70% of them said that they would. And the reason for that is because people genuinely feel that they have a role to contribute, to participate, to give back in many cases, because a lot of people who sit on state boards are people who have amassed quite a lot of experience in their executive roles. But we also did ask about more maybe personal aspects of the prospect of sitting on a state board, and without doubt, quite a percentage of people, 60% of people, said that they would be concerned about their personal reputational risk as a deterrent to sitting on a state board. Equally, you know, they are concerned about things like the amount of time that it takes, and also the remuneration that they receive as a state board member. So these are all factors, but I think overall, people are still willing to serve on state boards. And I think that it's really important that people understand that there are very significant obligations. So taking on these roles is not to be taken on lightly, because, of course, you are entrusted with the use of public funds and stewarding public organisations.
Yes, and of course, the risk for people in the private sector, if they do wish to join the public sector, is they might suddenly end up before an Oireachtas committee and be grilled on live television.
That is a reality. But again, you're using public funds and you're stewarding a state body, and so transparency and accountability requirements do come into play. And again, in the handbook, you know, it is made very clear to people, and it should be part of your induction process anyway, that this is a prospect that you have to account for, the decisions that are made, and that as chairperson that you're responsible for, or collectively as a board member that you're responsible for. But there is a very significant amount of guidance, and, you know, state boards, either commercial or non-commercial, are, you know, in the main, very well managed. And, you know, in terms of the dynamic between the board and the executive management team, that's really important, that works really effectively, and that you have a culture that supports accountability and transparency and all of those aspects that you would want to see evidence in a state board.
Now, you're very much in the private sector. Is it difficult to persuade people from the private sector who have years of experience and knowledge to join a public sector board? Is it a handful for recruiting experts?
I don't think it is. I think that one of the key things to ensure that if somebody is interested in sitting on a state board, or any board for that matter, that they actually have a passion for the area that the board is responsible for. And we always say to people to really do your due diligence, really understand what the organization is about, understand what the time commitment is going to be, because you will have to give it time, and that you can actually fulfill your duties. and that you understand how a state board operates, in particular in the reporting requirements that you might have to government minister and to the Oireachtas. So it's really what we advise people to do is to really understand what the implications are of what they're getting involved in.
And in the wider economy, what's your biggest concern at the moment?
Well, there's a whole range of different things. Like you talked earlier on about some of the legislation that is impacting on boards. So there's quite a number of things that boards need to understand that they're responsible for. So,
I mean, you as the chief executive of the IOD and the health of the Irish economy, what troubles you or worries you the most?
Well, one of the areas, I suppose, that is constantly coming up is the war on talent and making sure that people can get people into really responsible and senior positions and get skilled individuals. I think that's probably something that we hear quite frequently is how do you attract and retain talent? And then I suppose allied to that is a lot of people are continuously talking about making sure that they have the balance right with regards to things like flexible and remote working. So that's one of the issues I think that comes up from time to time that people grapple with.
All right. Well, Caroline, thank you so much for joining us. That is Caroline Spillane, the Chief Executive of the Institute of Directors in Ireland. That's it for now and for this week.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.